Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. With the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I've entitled Dreamers or Doers, or Hearers or Doers, or Dreamers or Producers. And as you follow along, you'll understand the distinction I'm trying to make. A broadcast or so ago, I shared certain statistics with you, which I'd like to share again, and that is, according to this one statistic, 80% of the work of the church is done by 20% of the people, and I wouldn't be surprised. There was probably I wouldn't be surprised it's even higher, that fewer are involved. I mean, I have been personally in several churches where that having a great interest in prayer and a burden for prayer, I would start attending their monthly prayer meetings, and eventually the pastor just discontinued because nobody came. Oh dear. And then we wonder why this nation is in the condition it is. Beloved, if you've been listening in a length of time, I won't quote 2 Chronicles 7:14 again. If my people, which are called by my name, I trust you understand. And beloved, if we ever need to be praying, we need to be praying now. We are truly living in perilous times. So going back to that statistics, in other words, regardless of how accurate it is, only a small percentage, even in the church world, are those who are active for the Lord, who bear fruit, who evidence their love of God, their love and service for the King, by actually doing something for Him. And the others that remain, the 80% or whatever, is, in Jesus' analogy, dead branches. And they're not doing a thing for the kingdom. Are they saved? Yes. Are they love God? Sure, they say they love God. But they're just hearers. They're not doers. And beloved, I'm going to take the time. I'm going to actually read, and as you know, my Bible, if you do know the ministry, my Bible is the King James, although I'm able to refer to other scriptures, other translations, but the Authorized King James, in my opinion, is the one that God's anointing and hand has rested upon for centuries. And there's a beauty and an accuracy in it. However, let's share together James, the second chapter, and I'd like to start reading at verse 14. And the Apostle James is addressing this very subject. In verse 14, he begins, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother be or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, and be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without thy works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God? Oh, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." Oh, he just cuts right to the quick, doesn't he? "But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed or counted unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Hear what the apostle is telling us today. It's good that you believe and say, oh yes, there's one God, but so do the devils. They know that. But if you really believe and are hearing what the precious word of God is telling us, it's going to be evidenced in your life. You will then be a doer of the word. He goes on, just a couple more verses I'll share. Likewise also, James says, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she received the messengers and had sent them out another way? This is a reference now to when the Israelites had just crossed into the promised land, had crossed Jordan, and they were taking the city Jericho. And even though she was a Gentile and obviously had been an idolatress, her family, she knew that she had heard about the God of the Hebrews, and she was willing to save them. And because of that, even the bloodline of Jesus came through her. And he concludes that chapter in James, that second chapter, by saying that verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Beloved, let's just really hear what he is telling us. Let's hear what the Lord is telling us. However, a lot of Christians just sit in the church and they're full of those who just hear. They're dreamers, if you will. And of course, the right kind of dreaming is good. Maybe that's not the right word to use. I mean, we need visionaries. We need those who are going to dream things for God. But a true dreamer for the Lord is going to be so stirred and so excited by these dreams or visions that God gives him, they're going to be excited to begin to see that come to pass, and the Holy Spirit will help them. So those who just hear the word are those who come to church regularly, and they never get involved with anything the church is doing, whatever is going on. Now, I'm not talking about the CNE Christians. And you might say, Sister Glass, what are you talking about? What are the CNE Christians? Well, those are the Christmas and Easter Christians. Do you know any people like that? I literally do. They only come to church on Christmas and Easter. I'm serious. They call themselves Christians. They're the ones who come at Christmas with the question of the Magi on their lips. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. But then you don't see them again until Easter, when the message is this: he's not here, he is risen. You see, they missed him. Yeah, they missed more than the risen Christ. They missed the whole point of the gospel. And, oh, but Sister Glass, you don't understand. I was so wounded in church. Well, get over it. Come on, forgive. It's not, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness of this world. Beloved, the enemy is always there to get you offended, and he will use church people. He is really, really good at that. So many in this area that I'm living in, they've been, we meet people. Oh, well, you know, no, I don't go to church. No. In fact, a dear sister who is now attending the church that I go to hadn't been to church in years because she had some really bad experiences. And, you know, what does the word say? Grow up, get over it, forgive. You had better forgive. And don't blame. I mean, yes, we are all weak in the flesh. We're all carnal by nature. But if we will follow after the Lord, if we will mortify the deeds of the body, then in a real church, there will be a conviction. There will be repentance. There won't be the kinds of things that have occurred. You know, I thank God every day. The older I get, the more I'm grateful God brought me to Unveil Christ Ministries. He took me out of the world. I was literally saved for 1 month, filled with the Spirit, and I heard the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Neil Glass, and a bunch of us came to 41st and Telegraph, and he was a man sound. Yes, I went to Bible college years later, but I already had a very solid foundation in the Word of God. He preached such a balanced, pure Word of God. And beloved, I'm grateful for that because I was spared a lot. We never had a church split, never had the kinds of things that occur in some churches. And so, beloved, regardless of what you may have experienced, if you're not in a church, You need to pray and ask God to bring you to a fellowship of believers where you can be ministered to. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but and how much more as you see the day approach. Beloved, we're going to need one another. We may say persecution of Christians come in this nation as it has in other nations of the world. I don't know, you know, God is a merciful God, but we in America have lived very comfortably, the Christian church has. We haven't even begun to experience the thing that our brothers and sisters are living and dying for right now in other nations of the world, are being tortured for. And yes, am I being uncomfortable? Am I being stern? Yes, because we need to understand God is tired of baby Christians. It's time that we grow up. You know, these people I've been talking about, these Christians. There are the CNE Christians, Christmas and Easter, but I'm talking about those who come to church regularly. They're just really never involved. They come to church to get inspired, to come away week in and week out with a good feeling, with a new insight, with an understanding, to sing their favorite chorus or hymn and have their batteries recharged for another week. And now, there's nothing wrong with these kinds of people. The church could hardly exist without them. The seats would only be a fifth full, as they are now. But by the same token, the church could not exist with only those who are just hearers. What God is wanting to do here in His body is to turn hearers into doers of the word. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. And I, as I always do, want to invite, if you have prayer needs or if you've been hurt in a church, I'm not taking that lightly. Some people have just been wounded so terribly, terrible things. I hear it all the time, church splittings, pastors having to leave or resign, problems with sin. But we have to, you know, the church kills its wounded. It really does. We need to be a church known with the divine agape love of God. And that's just not letting things slide. It's dealing with a tender, compassionate heart, restoring those in a spirit of meekness and Christ-like humility. But beloved, we are going to be called into account with how, what we do. How do we obey the word of God? Well, I could go on for an hour, but I've got to stop. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.